Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, less than 20 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse. Between now and then, watch out a little bit with Playhouse family member Michelle. And there's something that you wanted to shed some light on. And can you just kind of illuminate us, please, to shed that light on it?
Hi. I'm actually wondering if you guys have talked much about the catcalling epidemic in the Fargo area.
I guess honestly, and nobody would catcall me, so I didn't know it was even a thing, but you clearly do think so.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. It never used to be like this. It's at that point now where I don't even like going anywhere by myself. Like, I'm calling up my friends or just anybody that I can because, you know, I used to love walking around downtown, shopping, but sure enough, now every single time that I do, cars full of men whistle, people yell. Some of them are outright vulgar. It's disgusting.
Are there specific parts of town where it's bad, or?
I'd say it's probably worse downtown, but try going to the mall as a woman by yourself, and some of the comments men make as you're walking by, I mean, it's really disrespectful, and it's rude. So yeah, I don't know. It's not just downtown, I would say, like anywhere public, really. It's like, people talk about that Midwestern nice or the Minnesota nice, and I don't know. I think we don't seem to be talking about Midwest pervy, which seems to be more prevalent than the niceness around here, if you ask me.
I mean, we'll for sure talk about it, but your point is that catcalling, it's a thing and there's a lot of it.
But yeah, I mean, I would like to see more people not just, you know, letting it go by, you know, that people are aware of the problem. You know, stick up for a woman when they see someone or they hear someone getting yelled at by a strange man. Things like, you know, this stuff only happens in a community, you know, if we allow it to. And the Fargo community seems to have no problem with sexually harassing and degrading women every time they leave their home. And it's ridiculous. So I'm just kind of hoping maybe, you know, you guys will bring some attention to it and the community can do something. You know, let's make a change.
Got it. We'll talk about it. Amy, have you seen this? You go on quite a bit.
I will say, I do agree with her. Downtown, I think it's bad. And it was just a couple weeks ago, I was at an event in Moorhead and I was out putting up yard signs along the street and a car beeped at me. And then two men were walking on the sidewalk and they yelled like nasty things at me and then wanted to take a picture
with
me.
When you're putting up yard signs?
Yeah. And like I had to bend over. It's very uncomfortable. And so I didn't say anything, but I also had on like Y94 gear and stuff. I probably would have put up a finger if it was me on my own.
You know, I tell you, being associated with the same brand as you are, in that context, Y94 shirt or not, you finger away.
No, I couldn't. I just felt I'm
give
at work.
I know.
I appreciate that. No, but I just thought, I'm at work. I'm representing our brand.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it with that. And then that to get out all that Y94 redhead gave me the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why? What were you yelling at me, you gross man? It was two of them, too. And then they said, we should get a picture together. No, get away from me.
So, question.
Yeah.
Is this something you've been noticing more of? Because Michelle would, she thinks there's been like all of a sudden a surge of it.
Well, I would say I had both those incidents happen because one of them happened at the downtown, what was that, the street fair? That was in July. I had that happen when I was downtown. And then this other one when I was over in Moorhead. But see, I don't know if it's a surge and if it's just that's kind of like normal, which you shouldn't look at it that way.
It shouldn't be normal, yeah. Definitely
yeah,
shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be that we go out alone by ourselves and creepers are yelling at us or honking the horn. I'm just doing my job and you're honking the horn, okay? That's gross.
So what's the solution?
I don't know.
Is there a solution other than people just not being pervs?
Yeah, I think it's just not being pervs. What do you think that you're beeping the horn. What do you think that's going to make me do? Oh, let me write down that license plate number and track that man down because I should go on a date with him.
I'm trying to figure out what the question is here. 237, it's text 35270. Do you agree with Michelle? Do you think there's been like a surge of it? Do you think there's a solution? Is there something you do to combat such a thing? Good morning.
I'd say that catcalling is definitely an issue in Fargo, and it is definitely worse in North Fargo. Anytime I'm downtown alone or near the NDSU campus, I can almost guarantee at least one creepy guy is going to yell something at me. I can handle being hit on, that's fine, But be polite about it. Yelling at a woman as you drive by or are 50 feet away is not hitting on her. It's just creepy.
So is it like a college age thing? Is it like college age guys or is it all guys?
I think it's all guys. Honestly, it might be like more older as well. I think that, yeah, downtown Fargo is a really bad area. And it's different, like how she said. She doesn't mind being hit on. There's a difference from being in a bar setting and a guy coming to hit on you versus walking the streets or just being out and a man far away from, hey, girl. Oh, yeah, turn around. Like things like that yelling.
Is it maybe a little bit more expected and implied if you go into like a social setting like a bar? You know, you expect there's going to be a little bit of the people mingling and, hey, are you single? Can I buy you a drink? That kind of thing.
But see, hey, are you single? Can I buy you a drink? I'm right in front of you, making eye contact with you, talking to you. I'm approaching you. There's a difference from that, and that is acceptable, than some guy across the street yelling at you. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. Keep your comments to yourself.
Texts. What are you getting in as far as texts go?
People did say catcalling is horrible. I'm scared to go alone anywhere now. Someone said downtown is so bad, especially Saturday nights. I can't walk with a few friends without being catcalled by random men. Cowboy somewhere in particular. Someone else said I'm a lady motorcycle rider here in Fargo and I get horns honked at me by men. Shout outs by men from their vehicle windows and it's frightening. And someone else said, I can't go to a single gas station without getting called. I will state gas stations is another place I do not like to go to as well, be alone, because there are guys, when you're walking in or out, they'll make some comment.
Well, even a PSA for the guys doing it. I think it's probably far and few between where a cat call actually leads to anything. I can't imagine once there's been a guy that's been like, yeah, shake that, and then all of a sudden they were dating. I don't think that's ever going to lead to anything for you.
Absolutely not. I don't get what goes through a guy's head to think this is a good idea. What do you think it's going to do? And do you think it makes us feel good, like it's a compliment? Because it's not. We think it's gross and we think you're gross.
So the catcall thing, have you had experiences there? Is it a problem? What do you think could be done about it? If you have anything you want to add to it, by all means, 237, it's tax 35-270. It is currently 7:40 in the morning, and Pick Your Purse is in minutes, less than 10 away now. Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, about 6 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse. Playhouse family member Michelle started the conversation a minute ago on the show that she thinks there's been a real catcall problem in certain parts of town, and she feels like can't even go there certain times a day without getting the, you know, kind of the stereotypical catcalls from dudes. So we can ask for your stories in relation to that, and you're getting quite a few of them, Amy Kay.
Yeah, we are getting quite a few, and it really is like downtown. Someone said, I will never go downtown alone. There's always creepy men walking around downtown, and the one time I went downtown alone, I went to get a haircut, and I was followed back to my car. Absolutely not okay. Someone said, yeah, it's horrible. I just flat out don't go to certain places, and if I'm out during the day with friends, you're always watching each other to make sure we get to our cars safely, because I have had men follow me down the sidewalks and wouldn't stop. And I think that is always good. If you're downtown, especially at night, you want to be with a group of friends and just be careful. But I would say that is an area that it does happen a lot in.
All right. Well, if you definitely got a catcall story, we'd love to hear kind of what happened to you, how you've dealt with it. 237, it's text 35-270. And about 5 minutes away from Pick Your Purse, 7:50 this morning, it's Olivia, Y94. Good for you, I guess. Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. Pick Your Purse in just a moment. Zero and Amy Kay in the Y94 Playhouse. Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. 7:48 in the morning, so you're minutes away. But you also had a quick catcall experience as well.
Yes, I do.
What happened?
So I have recently moved here. I've been to, like, living in bigger cities, such as, like, Duluth, you know, like, the cities, so many different places in Minnesota where you would think that would be an issue, and it is. I'm not saying it's not, but this is by far the worst in Fargo. And like everyone said, downtown, gas stations, it's absolutely disgusting.
So you would say in Fargo, it is, in fact, having lived all these places, it is worse.
Yes.
You know, it's proof that we have a problem. Well, we got to stop being so pervy, dudes.
I actually can't agree with her with Fargo being worse. I am originally from Illinois. I had an internship in downtown Chicago where I was walking from the train station to that radio station. It's like right by Navy Pier, very downtown. And I would walk and no one would ever say anything. But if I think... You would think it'd be worse in Chicago than it is here. But no, downtown here, people will say stuff at gas stations. It is true.
And the text club's still lighting up with people like, we got a problem.
Someone said, I was leaving the Bottle Barn on University across from the Bowler at about 9:50 p.m. I was about 5 feet from my car and I heard two guys yelling, hey, mama, hold on a second. And they were jogging towards me from across University. They had come from behind the bowler. They were wearing dark clothes and had backpacks on. I ran towards my car, got in, and locked the doors. Once they saw I was in my car, they started running back in the direction they came from and disappeared. So scary. That is so freaky. And at night, it's very uncomfortable. I even get freaked out leaving for work in the morning because it's so dark out.
Well, and you know, gentlemen, know the climate a little bit. We don't really live in a day and age in particular where random dudes running up on women, whatever you're saying, is going to be taken very well.
Yeah, I don't know why men do it, and I think you should stop. I think, is there any guy that has ever catcalled? What is your motive? What do you think is going to happen? Because you freak us out.
Well, my way of saying, may I read you some poetry, was saying, hey, mama.
Yeah.
Hang on there. Yeah, that's gross. It's just gross, man.
Pick your purse.
All right. Well, I feel like we go on that for a while, but we do got to give away a designer handbag, potentially. Y94's Pick Your Purse, driven by Muscatel Subaru. And next up is Jacqueline Wilson, you're on the clock and you have 15 minutes to call 237. It's at 701-237-4487 to pick your purse, Jacqueline Wilson. All right, Playhouse, Y94, about 8 o'clock, 50 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse at 8:50 this morning. Zero, Amy Kay, the Y94 Playhouse. And lots going on yet today. Mailbag situation not too far off. Playhouse family member Andrea wants to talk about her ex-husband, or at least something loosely related to her ex-husband. But still, a lot of stories coming in relation to this. And I think what we're going to have to do, because this has spanned a pretty good while here, we are going to have to probably podcast this in its entirety at Y94.com so you can get kind of start to finish here. If maybe you got in your car and you didn't hear the whole thing, but like, I want to say it was like 20 minutes ago. Now we were chatting with Michelle and she said, listen, there is something that is a real problem in Fargo and nobody ever talks about it. We're like, well, what is that? We'd love to talk about it. It's what we're here for. And she starts talking about catcalling and she says, it's a real problem. There's certain parts of town where I can't even go there. And we're like, well, okay. Has this been people's experience? Has it gotten worse? Kind of like what she is claiming. And I mean, what we are seeing, Amy, is a lot of people are saying, yeah, it's happening and it's gotten real bad.
Yeah, we're still getting texts in. Someone said a man tried to lure me down a stairwell downtown by saying there was an injured girl in the bottom. Someone else said on Sunday I was leaving after having brunch with in-laws. A male sitting in an open area by the restaurant yelled something to me. I looked around and got in my car. I was about to pull out of my spot and he knocked on my window, scaring me. I just started backing up and he turned around and left. This was at noon. I can't imagine how I would have felt if it was in the evening.
And hello.
Hi, are you guys still talking about the creepos all around Fargo or what?
Hey, we would love to hear about a creepo. What happened?
So, well, I'm just talking in general. I actually used to work at a bar downtown. But if you look at the Fargo PD page, the amount of sex offenders that have gotten out in the past 2 to 3 months that have nowhere where they're living is extremely high. And we're talking sex offenders with children involved that served maybe 6 months time. And they're letting them out and they have nowhere to live. So they're all wandering around Fargo. I've had multiple guys approach me at gas stations, even on 45th Street, where I feel somewhat it's a safer part of town, I would think. And 45th Street, I've had guys approach me at my car. And I have to tell them, sorry, I'm in a hurry. And they will. I had a guy forcefully try to get into my vehicle. And thank God I locked it in time.
That is terrifying. That's what I mean. Yeah, I think downtown is a bad area, but even like how you said, areas you feel safe, veterans, there's a gas station by my house, and I feel like that's where creepy guys say stuff too.
Right, and that's a new part of town too. Like, you would think, like, if you're stereotyping the parts of Fargo, there's nicer parts, whatever, but they're all around town. And I think because of COVID, I think we were open a lot longer and more than a lot of other states. And I think a lot of sketchy people came here because we were open.
Hmm. What a horrifying concept. I never would have thought of it that way, but that is an interesting point of view. Any other ones you want to make sure we get, Amy? I know we can't do this probably all morning, but I'd be curious if you have more.
Yeah, someone actually said, as a man, I don't understand why guys do it. Mm-mm. Catcalling doesn't even work with cats. Why do you think it would work on a woman? And most people are just saying things how when we're downtown, you got to be together with your girlfriends. And always look out for each other. But it even had, I was going to say, I was at the grocery store and, well, I got gas and then I pulled up to the grocery store and a van pulled up next to me and was full of guys. And I think I talked about it after it happened. I was so scared to get out of my car and then I went in and shopping and then they followed me in and they also went shopping. But then I got some champagne. So I thought if they're going to try to get me, I'll hit them in the head with the champagne.
So here's what I'm thinking, because we were talking a little bit when the music was on, Amy and I were, and I think that I really like kind of where your head was with it, because sometimes, you know, a lot of what we do on the Playhouse ends up being kind of self-enclosed, where it happens and we resolve it and we move on. I think it would be interesting if we kind of delved off an idea you had, Amy, and what if, so we'll get this podcast put together, and what we do is we start sending to and reaching out to, whether it is the police department or maybe the mayor.
Mayor Mahoney.
And kind of get some feedback from people like that. Hey, what do you think about this?
And what could you do? Because it puts us in an uncomfortable situation. And there are times where if you do stick up for yourself, it escalates. And then it gets more frightening for you because then the men can become aggressive or rude. And there's really no way to kind of stand up for yourself.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I think we do that, though, where we kind of come back to this after we get a little bit of feedback from some other people. I think that's a really good idea. 8:05 in the morning, 45 minutes away from your next chance to pick your purse.
Coming up this hour.
Also, Andrea in a mailbag situation. She's got a situation directly involving her ex-husband. 2 years ago, they got divorced, but now he's kind of inadvertently back in her life again. How so? In about five.
Y94.